Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and we are wrapping up our week of looking at what's happening out at the Hail Yes Hot Air Balloon Festival. And what a way to wrap it up. We're going to talk to the Balloon Meister himself, Don Workman, joining us. How are you, Don?
I'm doing great. How are you, Kevin?
I'm doing well, thank you. Boy, I can't believe it's that time of year already. It seems like you guys were just here a year ago.
Yeah, time flies. Actually, it flies faster every year, but we're getting ready. It looks like we've got decent weather for the weekend.
Yeah, that's where I wanted to start. Now, you know, what we think of decent weather might not always be decent weather for balloon flying. What kind of weather are we looking for where maybe we can have some successful flights this weekend?
Well, looking at the forecast at this point, it looks like Friday might be a little bit goofy, but Saturday and Sunday look beautiful. What balloons really want are winds, say, less than 12 miles an hour, clear skies, no rain, that kind of stuff, and obviously no wind gusts.
Right.
So Friday looks like it might be a little bit damp, but hopefully we can pull off something Friday night, even if we have to cheat a little bit. But the forecast for Saturday and Sunday look perfect for ballooning.
Very good. Now, how many balloons are we expecting this year?
This year we've got a dozen balloons that are interested in coming up and playing up north, so we're hoping for more. It's always a challenge trying to get people to come up for fall colors because right. Ballooning is obviously a fall colors kind of a project. So we've got a dozen, and they're guys that have been there for the last 3 years, and a couple new people. So we're looking forward to a great weekend.
Boy, no doubt. And I know the families and the guys that bring their balloons up are always excited about coming and always excited about sharing what they know about their balloons when people come on out to take a look at them.
That is one of the best things that I can use for a selling ticket for Hail.
Yeah.
That event, it's such a warm welcome from the locals. That anybody that's been there in the past, they always come back. They love the environment. They love the people. And they especially love the people from town that get into the balloons and come out and ask all the crazy questions. And, hey, that's what we do. We entertain. If we can't do anything with balloons, we still entertain.
That's
but actually, this year looks better weather-wise than the past couple of years. So we're looking forward to it.
Good. Now, one of the other things is a balloon glow that you guys do, right?
Right. We're going to do a balloon glow Saturday night. Mm-hmm. It's going to be about dusk time, which is like 7:30. So probably the balloon's up between 7:30 and 8:30. And that is a great Hallmark Photoshop opportunity / entertain the kids.
Sure.
And it should be a blast. Actually, the weather looks really good for Saturday night, thank gosh, this year.
Yeah, and now that's they don't take off on that. They just kind of stay on the ground, but they glow the balloons, so you get kind of a look at all the balloons. And as you mentioned, what a great photo opportunity.
Oh, it's a great crowd pleaser. We're hoping to be able to have calm enough winds so we can have the crowd at least get up and close. We've had in the past an opportunity where it's calm enough we can actually have people come out and talk to the pilots while they're doing it. Obviously, it's kind of weather-dependent, but
yeah.
Absolutely, it's a crowd-pleaser. The kids have a field day with it. It's kind of like putting stained glass over top of a candle, how it lights up. The balloons do the same thing. If we got them a little bit hotter, they would fly. We just don't warm them up enough to actually do free flight.
Right. But those free flights, once you guys get up in the air, it's beautiful country to be taking the balloons out. Now, about how long does the average flight last? Once you guys go up either Friday night or Saturday morning, Saturday night or Sunday morning, about how long do you guys stay up in the air?
A typical balloon flight, especially charter flights, are we guarantee an hour, and we try to fly a little bit longer than that. Flying in hail is a little bit more challenging, so sometimes our flights aren't quite an hour long, but balloons can fly about an hour and a half with the fuel that's on board,
mm-hmm.
and obviously we fly for as long as we can because
right.
of the work related in getting the balloon off the ground and packing it up.
Yeah.
Up there, it's a little bit of a challenge, but we try to keep it, you know, a reasonable length ride.
And then
give everybody their time and enjoy the experience.
Now, if somebody's lucky enough to be able to get a ride this weekend, what should they expect? Should they be dressed appropriately, I would imagine, for the weather? But the wind, since you guys ride on the wind, it's not exactly a windy ride, is it?
No, actually, it's kind of a euphoric experience because you're in the breeze. You don't feel a breeze at all because you're in it. And everybody, if we have people that come out in August to do a balloon ride, and they bring a jacket. And realistically, you're in the breeze, so there's no wind chill,
yeah.
and you've got a burner over your head, so it's actually a little bit warmer than standing in a field talking about the ride. So it's hopefully the colors are starting. When I was up there 2 weeks ago, it was getting close. I hope the colors start. That's always an extra drawing card to make the scenery
sure.
even more beautiful.
Sure. But if they don't get to go up, at least come on out and experience up close and personal, you know, the dozen or so balloons that are going to be out here for, once again, the Hail Yes Hot Air Balloon Festival. And Don, looking forward to it, buddy, and getting the chance. You know, last year I missed out on a chance to go up, so I'm hoping this year to be able to get a chance to get up in a balloon.
Well, I hope you do come out. I'd love to take you for a ride and show you what the real experience is, and that way you can help promote for next year. You never know.
You betcha. Don Workman, he's the balloon meister for this year's big balloon festival going on at the Iasco County Fairgrounds there on M65 in Hale. It's two big days, Saturday and Sunday. And Don, it sounds like it's going to be a great weekend. We'll look forward to having you guys up with all the balloons this weekend. And thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I hope to see you this weekend.